Thanks for tuning in to What It Is for Public Radio. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by our very own Dennis Jones and Fred Mills. Today, paying respects to Abby Lincoln, who passed away just this past August 12th. Abby Lincoln, a great figure in jazz circles, also an actress, started out as fairly much kind of the what we would describe as a lightweight in musical terms, started out as a supper club singer, was famously married to Max Roach for about 8 years, recently had a very, very strong disc a year or two back, Abby Sings Abby, and covering her own material. Paying respects to Abby Lincoln today on WNCW's What It Is.
Anne Marie Wooldridge was her given name, and she was born in Chicago, Illinois. You got to come by jazz pretty honest if you're going to grow up in that town like that. And as you said, a supper club singer. And one of those big voices, larger than life. And as you said earlier on, movie star also worked with the great Ivan Dixon. We all remember him from Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes, yeah.
Hogan's
yeah.
Heroes on that also. And well, one of the favorites on Jazz and Beyond, Roland plays. And, of course, as you said, Abby Sings Abby. Wonderful recording from that. She'll be greatly missed amongst the blues and the jazz community. There's no doubt.
But she's often compared to Billie Holiday.
Right.
I believe at least early on. But she along the way, she really developed her own identity, a very distinctive voice, and she also became pretty well known in the civil rights movement too, I believe, which sometimes artists would step out and do that, and other times they didn't want to kind of put themselves in the crosshairs of being politically active.
Yeah, a lot of the political nature of some of her works made it hard for her to get gigs and to be recorded for a period of time. Speaking of Billie Holiday, she did 2 tribute records to Billie Holiday. And even though she was 80 years old, it felt like it was way too soon.
And Spike Lee's did a movie with Spike Lee also. I remember another one was a big one that she was on. As you said, 80 years old seemed like awfully young, but she left a lot of music, and that's a great thing about it. And one of the rare occurrences, WNCW plays her. Where else are you going to hear it?
One of her great moments that maybe is not as well known is her cover of Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man.
Oh.
Dylan has been covered many times, but that was an example of someone really breathing true new life into a song with her version of that. I mean, it'll really put chills down your spine to hear that.
Tipping our hat to Abby Lincoln, passed away August 14th, 2010. Your thoughts, email us whatitis@wncw.org. For Public Radio, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Fred Mills and Dennis Jones. Until next time.